Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda opened the sectoral debate on Tuesday, June 7, with priority focus on the micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSME and sugar sectors. Stay with us for the next few minutes to hear more. Policy initiatives are being strengthened to provide further support to the micro, small and medium-sized enterprise MSME sector. One such move will be the establishment of a micro, small and medium-sized enterprise MSME division within the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries to focus on policy development, coordination and consultation. An organizational specialist has been engaged to prepare the necessary submissions to the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service for the division to be set up and fully staffed in short order. Another priority area will be the review of the 2013 MSME and Entrepreneurship Policy. An important aspect of the review will be to develop a standard definition of MSMEs. The review, to be carried out over the next 3 months, forms part of efforts to establish national key performance indicators for the MSME sector and ensure consistent data reporting, measurement, and monitoring.
This initiative will improve the reporting of financial statistics for the sector and will lay the foundation for development of more tailored financing products.
Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda. An initiative is also underway to expand the outreach of business development services to the MSME sector. This will be carried out in partnership with parish-based institutions and through web-related products.
We have made arrangements with the Chambers of Commerce across the country to meet every 3 months. And at those meetings, we will review all the obstacles to business so that we will be in touch from the ministry standpoint and the private sector with all the issues that must be addressed.
A national catalogue of MSME initiatives has been prepared and is going through final review. The catalogue will be available on the Industry and Commerce Ministry's website by the end of June and will be updated on a regular basis. The aim is to offer a one-stop information shop for Jamaicans on what is being provided to the sector across the island. A national mentorship program is to be introduced to harness and channel the expertise of talented businessmen and women locally and abroad.
And I think it is perhaps one of the most exciting things to look forward to, where the heads of large businesses will serve as mentors for micro and small business players for 6 months.
Minister Samuda is appealing to commercial banks and credit unions to partner with the government to provide funding to the MSME sector. The Ministry and the Customs Department have entered into an agreement under which manufacturers who apply for duty concessions will have a turnaround time of a maximum of 15 days for the processing of these applications. And the Long Pond Sugar Factory in Trelawney has milled 4,550 tons of cane to produce 327 tons of sugar. This follows government's temporary takeover of operations at the facility owned by Everglades Farms Limited. The intervention has rescued the livelihood of over 230 farmers while preserving 130 jobs. Sugar Company of Jamaica, SCJ Holdings, will also operate the Monymusk Sugar Factory in Clarendon for the 2016-17 crop year. This forms part of an agreement between the government and Pan-Caribbean Sugar Company. Under the agreement, SCJ Holdings, on behalf of the government, will manage 2,800 hectares of cane up to the end of the 2016 crop year.
SCJ Holdings, in turn, has invited cane farmers to lease land on a one-year basis. Applicants have already been shortlisted and arrangements have been made with the input suppliers to extend credit to these farmers on a crop lien basis.
SCJ Holdings will also operate the Monymusk factory free of rental in order to mill the over 150,000 tons of cane expected to be reaped for the crop period. The critical strategies that the government has outlined are aimed at fostering development through production and creating sustained economic growth and prosperity for all Jamaicans.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.